Just returned to the sanctuary that is my hotel room in Auckland, New Zealand. It's the Stamford Plaza. It's not a bad hotel. Nice, friendly staff who, after nearly a week of being here, are starting to smile and recognise and treat you slightly different to the hordes that come and go on a regular basis or for dinner of an evening. And I've had a lazy day. It's Sunday. Sunday here. I don't know if it's Sunday everywhere in the world. I think some places are catching up. No, everybody must be Sunday now, surely. Unless they're Monday. I don't know where the time zones go. I'm just amazed at the kind of the hub that this place is for so many different people, and combined with the normal technology I carry around in my pocket, you seem to live a very, you quite easily can live a very internationally aware existence. So this morning I was lounging around catching up with work, and then I went into town and I spoke to a Malay guy in one shop and a Chinese woman in another, then another Chinese woman, and then a Japanese woman, and then a Maori guy, and then a Scottish Kiwi guy in a kilt. And I was thinking, wow, this is cosmopolitan. And I had a podcast on from America as I was wandering through, listening to a friend natter away. And then I come back to my room and I lay there for a moment just recouping myself after a small shop for some fine New Zealand wine. And I think it's always a good safe bet to ensure you have some fine New Zealand wine in your cupboard in a hotel room next to your tea bags that you brought from home, which you didn't really need to because they do have tea in New Zealand. And some Griffin's ginger nuts. And I bought these because it said they were the original ginger nuts. And I'm now thinking that ginger nuts originated here. I'm probably wrong. And some bananas, because they're a good all-round snack, aren't they? But the wine was the only thing I actually really wanted when I went in there. You know what it's like. Supermarkets designed to stick stuff in your basket without you knowing. And I get back to the room and I lie down and I turn on my iPhone on my headphones, and I listen momentarily to Top Gold in Ireland, and he's edited together a really nice piece of audio from a load of people doing, I guess, social archaeological studies around areas of Ireland, looking at the history of shops and graves and tracing families from Irish villages. And this particular one, I think, was Dungarvan County, Waterford. And it was just so strange lying there listening to a conversation go on in a shop that hasn't changed till since the 60s, and the guy was commenting on the fact that he was aware the audio may go on the internet, and he was saying, oh, I don't want coach loads of Americans coming through. And it got me thinking, the very modern city that's here, and all the shops I went in and out of. It was the Chinese market that was full of character and just seemed really real in a way. Our high streets can seem quite sterile as they all try to copy one another, or they're forced to have the same kind of signage so that the street looks uniform. When is that what we really want? Is that really what we want? Just like the supermarket and just like the conversations I've had today. We want diversity, don't we, really? It just makes everything so much richer. I've been taking photographs today, and it's so much easier when everything is foreign to your eyes, or different, or diverse, and you can see juxtapositions between one thing and the next. We don't need uniform. So, yeah, really enjoyable, eye-open kind of day, absorbing what's around me. Even got my beard trimmed. Yes, I'm really treating myself now. Oh, and that was done by an Indian guy. So there we go. Bring back diversity on the high street, please.